to another message from God's Word. Sometimes you see religious people and your heart just breaks, because you know that they're praying all the way to hell. It's a sad situation. It's a tragedy. This is our 11th message on escaping Catholicism. It breaks my heart to see people caught up into a religious cesspool like that, because they can't get to heaven that way. They try, they believe, they believe. Catholicism is an anti-intellectual religion. If you just sit back and look and listen and read what they believe, it is an absolute joke. It's a joke on man. Catholicism, the major doctrines of Catholicism, originated in the Dark Ages with ignorant men, with ignorant women, with ignorant children. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, and I have read this before, but this is Jesus' own words. I'll be reading this in the Amplified Bible. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Using the name of God in this man-made religion is blasphemy. Lord, Lord, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not saying, when you say, Father or Lord, forgive me, or when you address him by the merits of Jesus Christ, you're talking to God. But when you're just using his name, as Jehovah's Witnesses would, or as even Mormons and Catholics do, it is a sad situation. It's a tragedy. Praying all the way to heaven, or all the way to hell, that is. The only prayer that's going to get you to heaven is when you ask the Lord to forgive you your sins because of what Jesus did. Not what you can do with your life, but what Jesus did with his life and what he can do with your life. "Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." What is the will? The will is found in the Word of God. "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done many mighty works in your name?'" Catholicism conquered nations. The very words of their confession of faith uses God's name. And yet, it is a joke played on them, upon their people. We know as a fact that the Vatican is full of homosexuality and gross sins. The people try to live a life that they cannot live. They tell everybody that they're celibate and that they're chaste and they're sinless. And they're in a constant state of grace. But their lives and the history of that church betray that. "Then I will say to them openly and publicly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity, who practice wickedness, disregarding my commandments.'" Jesus told the Jews, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, the scribes, he said, "You make null and void the Word of God with your traditions." Their interpretations of the Bible. The Bible should have pointed them to Jesus. They looked to each other. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible, prudent, practical, and wise man who built his house upon a rock. The Catholic Church is built upon Peter. Peter's a man. The rock is Jesus Christ, the rock that followed Israel in the wilderness. You look up in a lexicon, analytical lexicon, look up the word rock in the Old Testament, and the most time you're going to find about it is talking about Jesus, talking about Jehovah, the rock of Israel. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded upon a rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a stupid, foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great and complete was the fall of it. Now, the way you build a house on the foundation is very important. You can build a house and spend $250,000 on the structure, but if it's not built upon a good foundation, it will crack and maybe wash away and all be destroyed. You could take $50,000 or $100,000 with the same money and build a house on a sound foundation. You have a whole lot less, but it's a whole lot more sound. The Catholic Church asks a lot of things of their people that God doesn't. The Catholic Church asks so much of their people. Religion will always ask you more to do more than what God asks you to do. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. That's what the Bible says. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that God raised Him from the dead. Believe in your heart, and you will be saved. You are saved. For in grace you're having been saved through faith, and that out of yourself is this gift of God. I'm going to read a few little highlights from the Conference Catechism of the Catholic Church and Catholic doctrine and dogmas. It's a religious tragedy, people. They say here about prayer, prayer is asking God's help. They say prayer is necessary for salvation. Prayer is necessary to salvation for those who have reached the use of reason, because God will not give them the grace to avoid evil and do good unless they submit themselves to the influence of His grace of their own free will. We pray always, reciting the vocal prayers at stated times. Prayers that are written. You pray to God from your heart, people. By renewing of our good intention frequently and by keeping our mind busy with spiritual things while performing our daily tasks. Catholics honor and love Mary because God honors her above all other creatures. Mary has given us spiritual life in the person of her divine Son. She is the co-redeemer. There is only one redeemer, people. That's Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's our redeemer. The communion of the saints is a union of charity and good will that unites all God's friends in heaven, on earth, and in purgatory. Purgatory is an invention of the Catholic Church. There's no such thing. Saints can pray for us, it says. Saints can pray. You address the saints, and the saints pray for you. See, you know, they're better than you are. And they're more holy than you are because they lived lives so holy that they became saints because they did so much that they did more than enough for themselves to get to heaven, and so they have leftover merits that you can bargain for. People, you are all saints if you've been born of the blood of Jesus Christ and of His Spirit. You're all saints. When we come and we're born into this world, we're of the earth. We have an earthly father and an earthly mother, and the earthly father is the one that gives us that infection of sin, and we have his Adamic nature. When we're born from above, we're born of God, and we have a new nature in us. A new nature. We don't serve God because of fear. We serve God because of love. Catholics serve God because of fear. They say love, but it is fear. Because they have influence with God who makes our wants known to them. You don't come to God in prayer saying, "Polly, want a cracker." People in religious groups, in the prosperity gospel, in the charismatic movement, they want all the fringe benefits of God, but they want it up front. They want a seed of religion with great power. God's truths have power. It saves people. It changes their lives. When you come to God and ask Him to forgive you, He gives you a new nature. And your life changes. Your thought changes. Catholicism imitates that. It mimics it. But there's no heart in it. I must say this. That in my ministry of 50 years, that my most successful conversions were from Catholics. They thought the Bible was the Word of God, except they didn't read it. They believed in Jesus, they believed in God the Father, and they believed in the Holy Spirit, except they had them all out of order. Because Mary's bigger than all of them. Mary has more influence than the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit. Remember, she's a co-redemptrix. She's a co-redeemer. Saints can pray for us because they have influence with God. It is lawful to honor the saints because we are thereby honoring God, whose grace has made them saints. Catholics believe in relics. The relics and images of the saints are precious souvenirs of the champions of the faith and friends of God. It is good and useful to pray for and to the dead. Mary's dead. Praying to her. It is good and useful to pray for the dead. It is holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead that they may be loosed from their sins. When you leave this world, if you're not loose from your sins, you will have them for the rest of eternity. Is nobody left behind going to get you out of hell or remit your sins no matter what they do? Rites and ceremonies. Rites and ceremonies are part of some of the sacraments, the seven sacraments of the Roman Church. Blessings and exorcisms. Look back again. Many will say to me that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, driven out demons in your name, and have done many mighty works in your name, and yet we prayed ourselves all the way to hell?" Exorcisms and blessings independently of the sacraments. The use of sacred names and signs. Things such as the name of Jesus, the sign of the cross, the use of blessed articles. The use of pious exercises as reciting of the Lord's Prayer, praying in a consecrated church, giving alms prescribed by the church, and many other things. Blessings are a sacramental. It is a religious ceremony which draws the protection of God on a person or a thing, on a person or a thing. Now, animals are very important in my life. Very important in my life. I've had horses and dogs and cats and fish and birds and lizards and snakes and all kinds of pets in my life. And if you ask my wife, they love me. So my pets do. They love each other sometimes. That's Peanut and Ducky and some of the little horses and ducks and chickens that I've had. But those animals are a gift of God. Blessings upon things. Things that sometimes are used devoutly. Catholics will have you bring their dogs and cats and birds and parrots, and they'll pray over them and put a special blessing on them. I don't know what place these animals play in eternity. I don't know. But I know from the Hebrew language that every one of them have souls. They have spirits and they have basar, flesh. The article of devotion is anything withdrawn from the profane use and devoted to the exercise of religion. The crucifix. We're to adore the crucifix. That is idolatry, people. You pray to a crucifix. People have crucifixes in their home and they pray to them. Now, what's so bad about a crucifix? Jesus is not on the cross any longer, people. He's no longer on that cross. To put him on that cross is blasphemy. To let him remain upon that cross is cruelty. Jesus once, one time, hapax, was crucified. That's all. Let's don't crucify him anymore. He suffered enough then. Holy pictures. Rosary beads, medals and scapulas and candles and holy water and blessed palm and ashes. These are all things to be adored and all good luck charms. Brethren, the Word of God is God's direct will for you. Principal devotions approved by the church. Communion. Devotion to the Sacred Heart. The Way of the Cross. Devotion to the Blessed Virgin. Devotion to the Rosary. Devotion to the Scapulars. Besides various other devotions in honor of Saint Joseph and other saints and angels. They prayed angels, people. Praying all the way to hell. The sign of the cross is made by the right hand to the forehead, then to the breast, then to the left, and then right shoulder, saying, "In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." This is one of the chief ministries of the religion, crossing yourself. The Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Blasphemy, people. That prayer will get you right straight to hell. All the way there. Pray it. You won't wake up in the arms of God. You'll wake up in the arms of hell. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, because they offend you, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love, and I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, to confess my sins, do penance, and amend my life. To the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, I confess. To the Blessed Michael the Archangel, to the Blessed John the Baptist, to the Holy Apostles Peter and Paul, to all the saints that I have sinned exceedingly in thought and word and deed and through my fault and through my fault alone. It's a grievous fault. Therefore I beseech you, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, Blessed Michael the Archangel, Blessed John the Baptist and the Holy Apostles Peter and Paul and all the saints to pray to the Lord our God for me. Those are all dead people, except Michael. And Michael can't do you any good praying to him. The Catholic Church, she says that she has power to forgive sins. No church has power to forgive sin. No church. Only Jesus Christ. He is our Redeemer. He is our Redeemer. He is our Redeemer only. We give thanks to all your benefits. This is a prayer at dinner time. Almighty God who lives and reigns forever, and may the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Praying for the dead. Why? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Ghost, Hail Mary, Mother of God, etc. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word, Hail Mary. Blasphemy, people. Praying all the way to hell. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary. Pray for us, O Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of promises of Christ. The wonderful, glorious mysteries of the Catholic Church. The Assumption of our Blessed Lady into heaven. The crowning of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary in heaven. This is how you get to heaven. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Voluntary poverty, perpetual chastity, entire obedience. And praying for the living and the dead. This is what every Catholic should do, they say. Days of obligation in the United States. All Sundays of the year. Circumcision of our Lord on January the 1st, Ascension Day, the second Thursday after Easter, the Assumption of the Blessed Mary on August the 15th, All Saints Day on November the 1st, by the way, that's just right after Halloween, isn't it? All Saints Day. Wonder why it's so hooked up with paganism. The Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin on December the 8th. These are compromises. This is one of the things you must profess and believe a Catholic. I firmly hold to purgatory exists and that the souls detained there can be helped by the prayers of the faithful. Blasphemy. Likewise, I hold that the saints who reign with Jesus Christ should be venerated and invoked, that they offer prayers to God for us, and that their relics are to be venerated. I profess firmly that the images of Jesus Christ and the Mother of God, ever Virgin, as well as all the saints, should be given due honor and veneration. I also affirm that Jesus Christ left the church and the faculty to grant indulgences, and that their use is most salutary to the Christian people. I recognize the Holy Roman Catholic Church and the Apostolic Church as the mother teacher of all churches, and I promise and swear true obedience to the Roman Pontiff, successor of St. Peter and Prince of the Apostles, and Vicar of Jesus Christ. Besides that, I accept without hesitation, profess all that has been handed down, defined, and declared to be sacred by the canons and by the general councils, especially by the Sacred Council of Trent and the Vatican General Council in a special manner concerning the primacy and the infallibility of the Roman pontiffs. Infallibility. Jesus Christ was the only infallible person in this world. I condemn and reprove all that the church has condemned and reproved. This same Catholic faith outside which nobody can be saved, which I now freely profess, to which I truly adhere, the same I must promise and swear to maintain and profess. With the help of God, entire indolent and with firm consistency. Until the last breath I take, shall I strive as far as possible that the same faith shall be held, taught, and publicly professed by all those who depend upon me and by those who I shall have charged. Praying your way all the way to hell. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And driven out demons in your name, and done many mighty works in your name? Then I will say to them openly, publicly, and I never knew you. Depart from me. Depart from me, you who do iniquity. Who act wickedly, disregarding my commandments. If you're listening to me, to these words, and you're a Catholic, I pray that you will read your Bible. The Catholic Church denounces and tells you that don't read the Bible. And you do not have a right to interpret the Bible as you see it written. The Bible is just like any other book. Who's speaking? Who's he speaking to? What's the subject? The Word of God is the Word of God. Catholicism tried to completely destroy the Word of God. They tried to burn every scripture they could find. Well, if they read the Word of God, then they won't be Catholics any longer. You have to believe without doubt everything that the Catholic Church teaches. Pray to angels, pray to saints, pray to Mary. We only have one avenue of prayer, people. That's through Jesus Christ. The gospel is, and the 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter says, let's go there for a moment. First Corinthians, the 15th chapter. It tells you plainly what the gospel is. Paul, the apostle. Yeah, he was a saint. But I'm going to tell you what. Paul's not going to hear your prayers today. Peter's not going to hear your prayers either. First Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And now let me remind you, since it seems to have escaped you, brethren, the gospel, the glad tidings of salvation which I proclaim to you, which you welcome and accepted, and upon which you your faith rests, and by which you are saved, if you hold fast and keep firm that which I preached to you, unless you believed at first without effect, and all for nothing. You must believe this, not the Holy Catholic Church, not the Book of Mormon, not the Doctrine, Covenants, and Pearl of the Great Price, not the New World Translation of the Jehovah's Witnesses, but the Word of God. For I pass on to you, first of all, what I also received, that Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, died for our sin, in accordance with and what the Scriptures foretold in Isaiah 53 and 5 through 12. That He was buried and that He arose on the third day as the Scriptures foretold in Psalm 16 and 9 and 10. And also appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then later He showed Himself to more than 500 brethren at one time, and the majority of whom are still alive, but some have fallen asleep in death. Afterward He was seen by James, and then by all the apostles, a special messenger. And last of all He appeared to me also, as one who was an abortion, dead-born, no better than an unperfected fetus among living men. For I am the least worthy of all the apostles, who am not fit or deserving to be called an apostle, because I more wronged and pursued and molested the church of God, oppressing it with cruelty and violence. But by the grace of God, the unmerited favor and blessing of God, I am what I am. And His grace toward me was not found to me for nothing, fruitless and without effect. In fact, I worked harder than all of them, the apostles, though it was not really I, but the grace of God which is in me. The Catholic Church tells you you've got to do all of these little ceremonies and traits and things that they prescribe for you to be saved. The Bible says, believe on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. For in grace you're saved through faith, and that didn't come out of you. It's a gift of God. You don't want to pray your way all the way to hell. Believe in God. You believe in God, and He will save you. There is no mediator between man and God but Jesus Christ, the crucified one. Jesus of Nazareth. Praying to Mary won't get you any. Praying to Paul, praying to Peter, praying to John, praying to Joseph is not going to get you to heaven, people. It's going to get you to hell. Can you be a good Catholic and go to heaven? No. Because if you're a good Catholic, you've got to believe and do all the things they say. And what they're doing is they're shutting the door of heaven from you and dumping you right straight into the jaws of hell. Our Father, I send this message out that it will touch lives. We have a lot of people in this world that are Catholics. They're religious, Father, and they're going to hell. They're praying their way to hell. Father, I pray that You help us to lead them to You. Forgive me where I failed You, Father. And thank You for the blessing of life, eternal life. In Your Son's name, in Jesus' name, I pray.